us our message this morning.
Okay. Thank you for being here. And let's see. We're going to start in Matthew. And we're going to start in Matthew 24, which is actually, it's talking about, but the day and the hour. We don't know what day, what hour Jesus is going to come back. He says, Sister Mary, why are you talking about that? Supposed to be talking. We're going to put this together. But we don't know. We don't know. And the Word of God says, but the day and the hour, no one knows, not the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. There are some things, well, not some things, everything, that only God has. God knows what he's doing in spite of what's happening. Okay, just the same way when Noah was making the ark, God told him to make the ark. And there was people eating, there was people drinking, there was people giving in marriage, there was people... In other words, the world was going on and on. The world is going on and on now. So, but on this right here, until the day that the door was closed on the ark, until that day, everything was like, the world was just kept on going like it's going now. How many are going to go to the store and buy? I know you guys are going to go. You got a little one. You got to get to the store, you know, for Christmas. But things will keep on going and go on until the day the door was closed. Then it started to rain. And we always say it rained for 40 days, which it did. The Bible says it did. But the earth also had water within it. And those got, the water came up. And yes, it flooded the earth. Okay. But no one knows at that time. So we have to keep watch, and we have to stay awake. It also says right here, it also says right here that we need to, because if in the Word of God, it also says to stay awake and to know, because we don't know what hour, what day Jesus is going to come back. He's going to come back. He is going to come back. Right now, we're talking about things that hasn't happened. That's prophecy. He's going to come back. Okay, but when he's going to come back, we don't know. It also, the Word of God also tells us that if the man that owned the house would have known, he would have been awake. So it wouldn't have been broken into his house. So we can all go to sleep because the burglar, the thief is going to come at 4 o'clock. So at 4 o'clock, we can wake up, we'll put on the lights and everything. He'll know we're here, and he won't come in. Okay, but when the trumpet sounds, when Jesus comes back, we're not going to know. It's like a thief in the night. It's like a thief in the night. So this was on the thing. So I thought it's not really ever preached that much. But I think that we need to remember, because if you read this, this is Matthew 24, but if you go to 25, you got the 10 versions with the oil and the lamp. 5 of them had oil, 5 of them didn't. So my question is, you got oil or you don't? You know what I mean? So maybe God wants us to remember he's coming back. Be ready. Be ready. Okay? Well, we're going to pray. No, it's not over yet. But we're going to pray. It just seems like, because we're going to switch over. But for some reason, let's pray. Father God, pray, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to be like the foolish virgins, my Father God, that didn't have oil in their lamp, Lord God. Lord God, fill us, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit, my Father God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to think of you all the time, Lord God. To pray for divine direction, Father God. To look for your face, Father God, while it can be found, Lord God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, This is here, Lord God, and it's here for a reason, Lord God. So help us, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to look for you, Lord God, to ask you for divine direction, Lord God, to be in fellowship with you, Lord God. Lord God, because you are coming back, Lord God. You are coming back. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now let's go on, because him coming back, Jesus coming back, it's something that has not happened yet. But as far as is Jesus coming back as a child, it tells us in Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21, she shall give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Okay, right here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it hasn't happened yet. Right here, this part of it, it hasn't happened yet. Jesus, it's telling us what's going to happen. But if you go a little further in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, it says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus is now born, and that we've already experienced. He was here. He came. As we all know, that's what we're celebrating at Christmas time. We're celebrating all day. Sister Mary, but we're already getting ready for Christmas. Look at the beautiful Christmas tree. Anybody? I thought it was just gorgeous. And look, we got the flowers up. We're getting ready. God's going to go somewhere with this. A little bit more. Let's go a little bit more. Okay, but on that. Okay, if we go to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. If we go to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. This is telling us and talking about when Gabriel came to visit Mary and to tell her that she was going to have a baby. And she asked him, we all know this story. We all know the story where she says, well, how could this be? How could this be? But Jesus came through the Holy Spirit, came and overshadowed her. And yes, she gave birth. She's going to give birth to the Son of God. She's going to give birth to the Son of God, which is very important for us. But what's important on this, we're going to go to 36. And it says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your words to me be fulfilled. And the angel left. As we get ready for Christmas, as we get ready, if God tells you something, if God puts something in your heart, do it. Do it. Maybe give this. Maybe give a smile. If you heard what was read today, hospitality. We need, during this time, we need hospitality. Maybe a smile when you're smiling at somebody. I have a t-shirt that says a prayer warrior on it because of the prayer team that I'm connected with. And when I put it on and I walk around, whether I go to the store or whatever, somebody will tell me, can you pray with me? Can you pray for me? I have cancer. Can you pray for me? Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? I said, I can't, but God could. So be open. Be open during this Christmas time, actually all year long. Be open this Christmas time to pray with somebody, to smile at somebody. Sometimes somebody needs just a smile. There's so much hopelessness right now in the world. Your smile might give life you know what, there still is something to live for, that person is smiling, you know, I won't commit suicide or something. Maybe there is hope for me. There's a lot we can do. If you know that your neighbor is hungry, make some food and send him a little bowl of food. It's not going to hurt you. Because when you give, it's going to be given to you, pressed down and shaken over. So you give him a little bowl of soup. Can you imagine the pot that God's going to give you? Hey, that's good. You know what I mean? If you're a businessman, that's a good investment. That's a good investment. You can't invest in the kingdom of God and not get it back. You're going to get it back really good. Okay? Because God is the one that oversees that. God oversees his work, his word. So it's important for us to have hospitality. It's important, like she said, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be done. So if God is talking to you today to give a smile, give a smile. If God's talking to you today and tell you when you see something, pray about it. Don't just say you're going to pray. Sister, I'll pray for you. You know, no, pray. Pray about it. Do it. Do it. It's important. It's easy for us to talk. All of us. It's not a put down. It's just easy. But it takes more if we're going to do it. Even for us to pray. You know what I mean? So it's really important for that. They went, okay, Mary and Joseph had to go. As we already know that they went because they had to be registered. Okay, and that's when Jesus was born. It was time for them. That's in Luke 22, verse 5-7. And that's when Jesus was born. And it tells us right here that Jesus actually was born. Somebody tells you, no, it's not. It is. And right here, we have this. Like I said, we're getting ready for Christmas. And we have everything. As you can see, everything's up. But I think that God is telling us a little something different. What about your heart? What about your heart? What about my heart? What about our hearts? It's good. The flowers are nice. Everything is nice. Not knocking it. God's not knocking it. But we can do it as every year. Every year we put up the tree. Every year we do this. Every year this is how we do it. This is how we do it every year. So it becomes like, it's not there. It's just something, you know, I want to see what I get for Christmas. You know what I mean? But what about preparing our hearts? What about preparing our hearts? Because remember, God sees a heart. God sees a heart. It's important. God sees our heart. So, on that, that's what I see out of this, is that God wants to take us. He doesn't say this is bad, but he does say, if you do it and you forget about God, we lost it. We lost it. And we can't lose it. We cannot lose it. We got to prepare our hearts. Jesus, come into my heart, my life. Oh, I already have him in my heart. Yes, but what if we have him and we never bother to talk to him? What if we have him and we never ask him for anything? Or maybe we have everything. But because we have everything, we don't ask him for direction. In other words, there isn't something that is there that is, it's important for us to have with God. We have to have a relationship, and it has to be a true relationship with God. It has to be a true relationship. It cannot be religion. God doesn't want religion. Sister Mary, we're born again. We don't have religion. Yes, you can. Sorry. I don't mean to break your bubble, but you can. Because you know how to command, you know what to do, you know how to do it, you know. That is religion. Sorry. I don't mean to step on anybody's toe, but that is religion. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then what you have is religion. In our religion, we come in. In our religion, we sing this many songs. In our religion, we give an offering. In our religion, we do. It's still religion. And God does not like religion. He wants a relationship. This little baby did not come so that we could have religion. He came to save us from ourselves. He came to pay a debt that we couldn't pay. He came because he loved us. He loved us so much. I'm sorry, but we can't have the cradle without the cross. Because the only reason the baby came, the only reason Jesus Christ came, was to go to that cross. He came for two reasons. One is to show us the Father. And he says, tell the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He showed us the Father. He showed us how God thinks. He showed us. And God is love. God is mercy. God is grace. God, that's who God is. His mercy and his grace. Oh, but I don't really do anything bad. No. The Bible says we all are short and come short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. All of us. All of us. It doesn't make any difference. So without us having a relationship, an intimate relate, that's a word I was trying to get, but I was afraid I couldn't pronounce it right. Without an intimate relationship with God, lost it. Sorry, we lost it. We got to have that. In other words, we got to ask God for guidance. We got to pray. We got to do. Because faith without works is dead. Sorry. Faith without work is dead. It seems like I'm giving you a bad story on all this, but it just got waking us up. That's all it is. Don't take it back. Don't take it back. God is just trying to wake us up. Come on, wake up, little ones. Wake up. That's all he's trying to do. That's all he's trying to do. He's just trying to help us to wake up. Because, yes, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. When is he coming back? I don't know. Nobody knows. But that he's coming back, he's coming back. Well, I do know one thing. He's coming back as a thief in the night. The Word of God tells me that. It's in the Bible. It is in the Bible. He's coming like a thief in the night. So we have to be ready. We have to be ready. It's important for us to be ready. It's important that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not only when we accepted him as Lord and Savior, and now, hey, I'm on my way to heaven. You know what I mean? I'm just a pilgrim passing through. Yes, but imagine if we have Jesus Christ in our heart. Imagine that if we don't really, this is Jesus right here. And imagine if I just got you. Okay. Telling us today. He's just reminding us. Because you didn't hear anything new. There wasn't anything new. I didn't say anything that you've never heard before. Everything I've said, you've heard already before. You already know it. God is just reminding us. I'm coming soon. And I'm coming like a thief in the night. and we celebrate, we get everything ready for Jesus, because he came, and he came to save us because we were lost. He's Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. He came to save us. He came to save us from ourselves. He came to pay a price that we couldn't pay. He came into the world, and the world could not understand it. So we have to wake up. We got to be alert. And we got to know that God loves us so much. Okay, so what we're going to do is, well, I don't know, I think I'm supposed to keep talking, but every time we come, I always have short sermons. But it just happens that way, I mean, you know. But we're going to pray again. We're going to pray. God, help us, Lord. Help us. Help us to remember. Help us to remember that you are coming as a thief in the night. When we least expect it, Lord God, you are going to be here. You are going to come, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, that we won't get religion, Lord God, but, Lord God, a true relationship with you, Lord God. Help us, Father God. Lord God, fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, within each and every one of us, Lord God, in our homes, Lord God. Let our homes be, Lord God, a place, Lord God, where, Lord God, where there is peace, where your presence is there, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this gift that you've given us, Lord. It's a free gift, Lord God. It's a free gift, Lord God. And Lord God, it's the gift, Lord God, of Jesus. It's a free gift, Lord God, the gift of salvation, Lord God. Lord, we give you the glory, my Father God. Lord, we give you the praise, my Father God. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And I don't want to take it for granted that everybody here is saved. I figure they are. But I don't know. Is there anybody that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart as their Lord and Savior? Does anybody want to ask Jesus to come into their heart and into their life? One baby? You want Jesus in your heart? Yeah? Okay, come in. Come in. Not gonna hurt you. Okay. What you're gonna do is you're gonna ask Jesus to come into your heart. Okay? Okay? Love you, love you. Okay, we thank God because we got a salvation. We got a little seed that was planted today into that baby's heart. What's his name? What's the baby's name?
Langston. Langston.
Langston? Okay, I will probably ask you that a lot of more times. Langston. Okay. Okay, well, we thank God. We thank God for everything that he does. So shall we sing a song?
Yeah.
What
King
if we sing
of
a
Kings.
Song?
King of Kings.
King of Kings. Okay, let's do something happily.